This is what I've been practicing for. Approach from behind, wait till it's quiet, then big scary. Okay, approach, quiet, scary. Approach, quiet, scary. I can do this. I am a ghost. A spooky ghost. Both spooky and scary. This is it. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna scare this human right here, right now. No more screw-ups. No more knocking over furniture. No more waking up the dog. And definitely no more Italian guys with vacuum cleaners. Perfect. His headphones are off, the lights are out, and I have my spookiest face ready. Just gonna slowly drift closer and... Oh, he's crying. He looks so sad. Whatever. I'm a ghost. This is what we do. We scare. I scare. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's what the other ghosts say. It doesn't matter what he's doing. If he's crying, then tough tombstones. I'm gonna put on my scary face, and I'm gonna... I can't do this. Look at him, all alone in there. Does he have anyone to talk to? Excuse me? Oh, no, please don't be scared. Ugh, Dulahan. The one time I try not to scare someone. Wait, no, it's okay, please. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not a bad ghost, I promise. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me help you up. Yep, there we go. Okay. Here, why don't you sit down on your bed? There we go. Jeez, you're so pale. You look like you just saw never mind. Look, I'm really sorry for scaring you. I didn't mean to, I promise. I'm actually really bad at scaring people. But this isn't about me. Here, let me wipe those tears off. I won't hurt you, I promise. Spectre's honor. What's that? I feel cold? Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never actually touched a human before, so I didn't think about how it might feel. It didn't hurt, did it? No? Thank ghoulness. Well, yeah, of course ghosts can touch people if they want. Are you gonna ask why I don't look like one big bedsheet, too? I know there are a lot of ghost stereotypes out there, but you're looking at the real deal.
So, how come you're all alone in here? You seem like you could use some company. Can you call a friend or your parents? Oh, I see. Yeah. Sometimes things can be hard to open up about, but I'm sure they'd understand. Those people love you after all, right? They'd want to help you. Well, you could always tell me. I promise I won't tell a soul. Here, lay down on these pillows and get comfortable. There. Much better. You look so cozy. Like a vampire in a coffin. Alright, so tell me what's wrong. I see. Oh no. I'm so sorry all that happened. You deserve so much better. I know I just met you, but I can already tell that you're an amazing person. I get why you don't like talking about it. It must be difficult to... Oh no, you're crying again. I'm sorry. Was it something I said? Did I scare you again? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to... Oh,
A hug? Of course, if it helps.
Shh. There, there. It's okay now. It's okay. You're safe here. You're not alone. You can let it out. It's just us here. No need to be ashamed. Even ghosts can feel sad sometimes. You're so strong for being able to get through this. Really. All you needed was some extra support. And I'm here to help with that. That's it. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. Everything's gonna be okay. Trust me. Everything is gonna be okay.
Feel a bit better now? Yeah? Good. I personally always feel better after a good cry. It's cathartic. You know, I was sad earlier too when I got here. Well, I'm a ghost, so I'm supposed to scare people. But as you can see, I'm no good at it. What do you mean? Well, I guess I never really thought about why. I always just kind of assumed it's what I'm supposed to do, right? I mean, a ghost that isn't spooky is like a werewolf who doesn't howl. Right? You think I'm good at giving hugs? Well, thank you. I like hugging you. I forgot how warm humans are. Maybe you're right. There's no rule that says I need to scare people. And I much prefer taking care of you over scaring you. Your smile is so much better looking than those pesky tears. Jeez, that was a big yawn. Here, let me tuck you in so you can get some sleep, okay? There. I wrapped you up tighter than a mummy. I guess I'm not really sure where I'll go. Now that I'm not trying to scare people anymore, I guess I'm not really sure. Really? You like that? Well, if you're sure, then yeah, I could stay here for a bit. Yeah, that sounds nice. Neither of us will have to be alone when we're sad, then. Hey, make some room. It's been a while since I actually laid down in a bed. Here, let me cool down that pillow for you. Better? Good. Now just close your eyes and drift away to sleep. I'll be here.